540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Baseball is back in Milwaukee today as the Brewers open their 2026 season at American Family Field. They take on the White Sox with first pitch at 1:10. The Whiskey Bells will be singing the national anthem and a bald eagle will be joining the ceremony on the field. Fans heading to the game should plan for delays. I-94 road work could slow things down. There is a website for suggestions on how to get in and out of the ballpark area. We'll get a look at the game day forecast coming up. Milwaukee Public Schools will cut about 200 non-classroom jobs to help close a major budget gap. Superintendent Brenda Casilia says the move will save roughly $30 million towards a $46 million shortfall. The reductions impact central office staff, assistant principals, and administrators, but not teachers or student support roles. Shovels will go into the ground for Milwaukee's newest playground later this year. The Common Council gave final approval this week on the project called Stella's Playground. It's the city's first all-accessible play area for kids, with construction starting later this year at Kilbourne Reservoir Park. So far, $465,000 has been raised towards the $2 million project. Officials say it'll help kids with disabilities play and grow just like others. Milwaukee police say they've made an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting on Water Street that killed one man and left two others injured. An 18-year-old man was arrested Tuesday and charges are pending from the DA's office. Police say shots were fired early Sunday in the busy bar district near Water Street in Juneau. The man who died has been identified by family as 22-year-old Dylan Jackson. And a Milwaukee grocery store that just shut down 2 months ago is reopening with a new name. One City Supermarket is taking over at the former Century Foods site on West Silver Spring. It comes after multiple stores like Pick and Save and Aldi closed recently, leaving people with fewer shopping options. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. The first and only debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is on hold. It's now scheduled for next Thursday after Judge Chris Taylor became ill yesterday. Her campaign says she's recovering from kidney stones and plans to resume campaigning soon. Opponent Maria Lazar's team says they're ready whenever the debate is rescheduled. Early voting is underway for the April 7th contest. Find out where to vote and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. There's more to learn from that Marquette poll this week. Results show President Trump's approval rating in Wisconsin is 14 points underwater. That's his worst ever in the state and down 4 points from last month. Pollster Charles Franklin calls it steady erosion through Trump's second term. Most Wisconsinites oppose the war with Iran, 61 to 39%. 78% of Badger State Republicans still identify as MAGA, down from 88% last fall. An Eau Claire High School staff member was arrested yesterday on charges of sexually assaulting multiple students. Police say 22-year-old Nadia Horn, who worked at North High School, was taken into custody after the school district tipped off police officers about an inappropriate relationship. She's facing serious charges, including sexual assault of a child by a school staff person and second-degree sexual assault. And more than 400 road projects are planned across the state of Wisconsin this year as the DOT gears up for a busy construction season. Work is happening everywhere, from rebuilding parts of 41 near Appleton to big improvements on I-94 in Milwaukee and the St. Croix River bridges. Officials say the goal is safer highways and smoother travel. Drivers are urged to plan ahead, use the 511 Wisconsin app, and slow down in those work zones. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field. Opening day between the Brewers and Chicago White Sox, who had the worst record in the American League last season. Will Venable is in his second year as manager and was asked if the White Sox will be more aggressive on the base paths this season.
For sure. You know, on the bases, we got to find every way we can to be aggressive and get an extra 90 feet, score runs any way that we can. So that's something that, you know, really with the first step out of the box and that effort is going to be important.
The Brewers wrapped up Cactus League action with a record of 12-16. Manager of the year, Pat Murphy, asked if having so many split squad games was productive.
Did we get everything we wanted to get out of it? No, I mean, could have had a few other guys really step up and a few other guys be swinging midseason form or something like that. But be careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? And be careful what you think you got out of spring training, because it's tricked me for 11 years.
NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time to the Trailblazers, 130-99, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few showers possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 50. That'll happen midday, and the temperatures will drop through the afternoon. Tonight, breezy, cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 38. We will warm back up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.